Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Wow, a lot has happened since Hour 1. Fast forward a few days, a few delayed flights, a layover in Houston, Texas. And finally, we have made it here to the Beneath the Sea show in Secaucus, New Jersey. It was a whole adventure. I'll get into that a little later on, possibly. But it doesn't matter because we are here at the largest diving event in the Northeast. And I am joined by my good friend, the Scuba Cowboy. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, man. We're at the show.
Absolutely. We're having a great time. And also, if that weren't enough, Jerry the Diver Guy is here once again with me on the road. How you doing, Jerry?
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah, so he's here to bring some little dive, you know, a little dive in love from the mountains of Virginia. He even brought his offspring, Ethan. Ethan, say hi.
Hi.
First time for Ethan, in, you know, for the Beneath the Sea show, let alone going to some fun things in the Big Apple. Last night, we actually got here a couple days before the show and saw the new Jimmy Buffett Broadway show, Escape to Margaritaville. And we're going to tell you what we thought about that here in just a bit. But we did the whole New York thing. That's what you do. You fly up here, you come hang with the divers, maybe jump into the city, go to do the Times Square thing, see a Broadway show, go mix and mingle with some celebrities. We hung with Geraldo, and we actually made an appearance on Fox and Friends. How about that, Jerry?
Hey, we're becoming famous.
Well, I don't know about that, but we definitely got our own, stalkers. I don't know how he found us, but lo and behold, the drunken sailor indeed followed us up from somewhere. I thought for sure we had lost him, especially since our route on our plane, we got delayed a night in Houston, Texas. But sure enough, I'm in the lobby of the Beneath the Sea show, and the drunken sailor has found me once again.
Come on, come on to the Under the Water show and welcome. Yeah, you know how I found you?
Yeah. Yeah, how did you find us?
I hear the sweet sounds of Scuba Cowboy.
Yeah, okay.
Followed my ears.
Yeah, the drunken sailor, once again, he is not drinking.
Listen,
I mean, he's not diving.
Tony Soprano is a personal friend of mine.
Yeah.
But do you know why I really love New Jersey?
Why do you like Jersey?
Because you could keep your vodka in the snow.
Okay, that's, oh boy, what a mess. All right, so anyway, this is what happens when we get outside the studio. A few people come that aren't supposed to. But we also make new friends. And when we were wandering around the city there in New York City, we were with a crowd of people. They were doing Fox News, and we happened to see him setting up a camera, so we stood out there, and sure enough, we got on TV. That was kind of cool, wasn't it, Jerry?
Yeah, as long as we didn't break the camera, we'll be good.
Well, true, and that may have happened. I don't know, but we were on Friday morning. We made Fox and Friends right before they signed off at 9 o'clock, and you saw, well, the drunken sailor and myself.
I saw you on TV.
Yeah, well, that was the monitor you were looking at. Yeah, and I was trying to distance myself with him, but sure enough, he was wearing a Scuba Radio hat as well as I, so it was hard to distance myself from the drunken sailor. But whatever, we still got our props and represented divers in some capacity and got a little dive flag action out there on TV for the world to see. But look, we were sandwiched in with a bunch of folks, and one of those guys is with us right now. We started talking to him. He was wearing a dive flag hat as well. Not a Scuba Radio hat, but he had a dive flag on it. So I knew we were kindred spirits. And your name is what?
Jason.
Jason, you're from where?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, and he's a diver. You know, so, I thought Jerry, the diver guy from the mountains of Virginia was unique enough, but what's the diving like in Oklahoma?
We actually have more certified divers inland Oklahoma than any other inland state, so it's really,
really
cool.
Okay, well, I believe you. I don't doubt that's the case. But you were telling me you just dove in the Red Sea, and then you had come with the family up, and you're doing that New York thing, huh?
Yeah, we actually went up to Canada and dove Lake Ontario. Coldest dive and most northern dive I've done.
Really? And then you made your way down to New York City for the day, or been here for a few days, or what?
Just for the day.
Just for the day. Ran into us. We started, you know, swapping fishtails.
Do you know why they have so many divers?
Why?
Because the abbreviation for Oklahoma is okay.
I don't think that's correct, but you'll tolerate him. Just kind of shrug him and nod, and he'll eventually wander off.
Eventually, you have to plug your nose up too,
or pass out. Yeah. I apologize for him. Okay.
Like roses.
Oh. Yeah. Whatever.
Or he may pass out another drink for us, so we all be
well.
Heavy.
Okay. There you go.
Guns and roses.
We're not diving, so I guess there could be some drinking going on here. It's a trade show. We can't dive, so we might as well have a cocktail, get through the day. You know, take the pain off your feet from standing all day and that kind of thing. But
ice doesn't melt.
Yes, in the snow. You told us that already. Okay, so you were hanging with us, and we started swapping fishtails. You're telling me about diving in the Red Sea. You really dug that, right?
That's correct. White tip oceanic reef sharks are awesome. The dugong, which is the Red Sea manatee, lots of turtles.
Yeah, he showed us a video on his phone. It was good stuff. I love it, and that's what divers do. You share what you see with the rest of the world. And when divers see that, they're like, "Oh my God, it's a brother in arms for sure." And we said, "Hey, yeah, we're in town for the weekend, and we just came into the city before we go over to the Beneath the Sea show." And you had never heard of this event, huh?
I have not, and as I even extended my trip one day here so I could come to the show. So.
Well, that's great.
Wow!
That is awesome. So this is your first time to Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, in Secaucus. So you came over. You're going to spend the evening in a few hours to wander all the exhibits and maybe plan your next dive trip. Is that the deal?
That's how it's going to work, and my wife's in the hotel doing our laundry up to make the next day, so it works out for all of us.
Well, excellent.
And now she's going to blame me for it.
Well, she's going to love him if he ends up winning one of the trips they give away, because they have a bunch of prizes you can register to win for in there, and if nothing else, it'll give you so many options to plan your next dive. I think you can make her happy. You think? Even if she doesn't dive, it doesn't matter, right? As long as she's traveling, she'll be good?
She dives, but it has to be warmer.
Has to be. She's a warm water wuss like myself.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, this Ontario diving, I don't know. That was cold water too, wasn't it?
35 degrees was.
Yes, that was cold.
You know, the kids have a phrase for that.
Yeah.
Hell no.
I don't think that's proper. Once again, I apologize for him there, buddy. But I am glad you came out. Despite meeting us, and it was fun hanging, man. Go in there and win something.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, there
also,
you go.
Congratulations on being our first new listener.
Okay, there you go. Oh, hey, we actually have some entry forms right here at the Scuba Radio booth at the entrance there. Fill that out, take that to Explore Ventures, and they're giving away a trip. I think it's Saba St. Kitts. Is that the one they're giving away this time? I'm not sure. It's Saba, Turks, and Caicos. But you can win that. Just fill that out, take it to their booth. You'll be good to go, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, there you go. See, we're bringing more people into the show just as we ran into them there in New York City. That was a good time. Now, Pupple, you flew in straight from, you actually came from Florida as well, right?
I did, yes. I didn't see the need to go all the way to Texas to get to Jersey for some reason.
Yes, we took the scenic route. Basically, what happened, if you watch the news this week, I wrapped up the recording of the first hour early in the week, hopped in a plane on Wednesday was the plan. We had a Wednesday morning flight, and Wednesday was the day of this big Northeaster that invaded the Northeast coast. So they canceled our flight. And I was like, all right, great. What do I do? Well, we'll reschedule and get you out on a later flight that day. But this one routes through Houston.
Right.
So sure enough, you know, I'm thinking, well, is it going to go? Is it going to go? Or are they going to cancel that flight out of Houston? Well, no, we're leaving later out of Orlando. We should be good to go. We get to Houston. Well, before we get to Houston, they decided to cancel the flight. So as soon as, you know, as we landed, I get the text. And, you know, I'm stranded in Houston.
Your hat is badass. Where can I get one?
I'm not wearing a hat.
No, there's Pup's hat.
Oh, you want Pup's cowboy hat. He's the scuba cowboy. He's the only one who can wear one of those.
That's cool as hell.
Yeah, he's not the naked cowboy that we saw in New York City. I noticed you were checking him out in Times Square there, Drunken Sailor.
I believe he wanted his drunken hat.
Yeah, you know, it was funny because, you know, people in Times Square wander around, and Bub, you probably make a buck doing this stuff too, but they try to get you to take your picture with them. There's Elmo, there's the naked cowboy.
I'm pretty sure they have to have a permit.
Well, it was funny because people were walking up to the Drunken Sailor, said, "Can I get my picture taken with you? You're like a drunken pirate guy, right?" He's like, "I don't know what you're talking about."
I don't remember any of that. Did we take pictures?
No, you just, instead of money, you asked them, did they have any alcohol?
All right, well, that's a fair, equitable trade.
Yeah, well, maybe. All right, see, the fun never starts here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm going to Jersey Shore.
Yeah, New Jersey.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am in New Jersey now. Now, I managed to ditch the scuba cowboy because I've lost him at least temporarily and got out onto the exhibit show floor here at Beneath the Sea in Secaucus, New Jersey. And we stopped off in the NAWI booth. Now, we've been doing some new stuff with NAWI, the National Association of Underwater Instructors. Terrence Teisel is an old friend of Scuba Radio. I mean, we had Terrence on, I don't know, 5-10 years ago at least. Do you think, Terrence?
I think so. That sounds about right. Yep.
It has been too long, and he is one of the big guns at NAWI, amongst all the other crazy stuff he's done over the years, whether it's extreme cave diving, instruction. I mean, just Google him. and he'll pop up with some great stuff for sure. But what are you doing here at the show as far as representing Maui and stuff for Beneath the Sea there, Terrence?
Well, now not being able to live up to that intro, no way.
Oh, come on. He's too modest.
Yeah. But, no, we're here doing doing the show circuit, as most of your listeners I'm sure know. But we're primarily, earlier in the week, we were doing a first aid instructor workshop, which is to take new Maui instructors and make sure that our new Maui first aid powered by Dan, that they're really toeing the line and that they're really good at these skills, because we want to put out the best first aid instructors we can. And then we also did an essential for Maui leadership development workshop today, as well as a member update. So
excellent. Well, and basically you're here to answer all the questions for Maui divers, especially at the show. They wander up, they say, hey, I want to do this, what do I got to do? And you're there to kind of, you know, answer all those questions, I'm guessing.
Either that or find a bigger kid that has the answers. But yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things we've been talking about on the show, I've alluded to this, we haven't planned it out yet, but I know there's some tracks coming up here in the spring, or a little, you know, probably April, May. We're talking about maybe having myself go through a Maui crossover. I'm a paddy dive instructor at the moment, but I wanted to expand my training abilities, mm-hmm. and I'm looking into that possibility. How much of a challenge am I looking at, you think?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. If you're a paddy instructor, I'm sure you're trained wonderfully. Paddy's a great organization. I'll say shout out to Carl Shreves right now and Drew and the bunch. You know, by the time you get that level, hopefully as an industry we're all really putting out a good product and trying to all better each other and challenge each other. Yeah, it'll be good. I think you'll enjoy it. I'd like to flatter ourselves and myself into thinking you may pick up a couple of things.
Well, that would be the plan. And really, I'm doing it as an idea, you know, as a way to expand my training. A good diver's always learning, right? And I know there's no doubt that it'll be a good refresher, because that's been many years ago since I went through that program with them. And now it's time to kind of kick things up a notch again and maybe do this whole system with Maui and hopefully make myself a better diver, maybe bring a few more folks into the sport.
Be nice, yeah. And I think you being a good example, that's professional development. I mean, I've been through paddy crossovers. I've been an SSI instructor evaluator. I've been YMCA. I mean, it's the key is we're all scuba professionals, diving professionals, and we want to be as good as we can to help this industry that we love. Because if we don't do that, then we're all going to be out of jobs.
Well, exactly. And it's also about sharing the love. You know, when you do something you have so much passion about, it's only natural. You want to bring more people into it and then have that common bond to make our club just a little bit bigger. And that's what I love that. That's what we do as divers, for sure. So what about your diving? Because, you know, when I had you on many years ago, you were doing cave stuff, Cambrian Foundation things. I mean, are you still doing all that too, or are you going to slow down a little bit, or no?
Well, the big cramp in my style has been my military obligations that obviously take me away for multiple months or occasionally even up to a year or more at a time. But that our deployment schedules calm down a lot. So, yeah, I've been able to do some really neat stuff working with my master's degree with Dr. Tom Iliff, and we've done some really tremendous stuff in lava tubes in the Canaries, 4,000 plus meters back, or some deep caves in Texas. And then the really exciting thing for me now, it's going to sound boring to all the hard chargers out there, but I've kind of gotten into a vintage stint right now with old double hose stuff that my son loves to dive. So right now I'm getting to learn all of the basics all over again through the eyes of my 12-year-old son, and even my young daughter's finished her e-learning. So it's wonderful. I mean, I get to do shallow dives and get reminded how incredible those are still. So,
well, when you say two hose thing, are you talking about like vintage gear, like historical diving society type stuff, or what?
Yeah, exactly. Everything from, you know, if you want to go heavy gear Mark V's. But that's something that we should invite you. And I'm going to go ahead and put you on the spot on the radio now and invite you out. We'll get you into some old double hose and double tanks with, you know, with the straps on, and we'll turn you into Lloyd Bridges for a day, and you can talk.
Well, you know, just a few weeks ago, we were talking about what inspired you to get into diving. The whole generation was Lloyd Bridges and Sea Hunt. Now, two, three weeks ago, we realized that one of my influences were Sea Monkeys. So what does that tell you there, Terrence?
Exactly, the back of the comic books, I remember.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
it's neat because I know for us, we did. We had Cousteau coming into our living room every Thursday night at 8. We had Lloyd Bridges reruns in my case. But I even set my son up for success later in life. His first open water dives were done with a Royal Aquamaster. So, you know, I know everybody's rolling their eyes right now. I wasn't the training director now at that point. But, you know, it's pretty neat. So he'll be able to sit there and say, oh, that's the first one I learned on, like everybody tries to now. So,
well, hey, Google it if you're not familiar with it. It's neat stuff, and there's a lot of stuff online and some people that are really doing great work at trying to, you know, save that history of diving type stuff. Well, the History Diving Museum, they have that there. The guy out there in Catalina Island, mm-hmm. he has a big museum. We were out there for the scuba show last year, and he has quite a setup out there in Avalon.
You know what we should do? Let's again, I'll put you on the spot again. Let's invite you guys out in October, and I'll get you the dates. But we're going to be doing one in conjunction with the History Diving Museum in the Keys. And Florida Keys Community College are going to host it. And so we're going to be putting members of the public in the water with this old gear, taking hero shots with them. You got to come down. It'd be fun.
I tell you what, that sounds like something I need to mark off the list for sure. Hey, Jerry, the diver guy, what do you think? You want to do something like that?
Well, what would we do?
Vintage gear. You want to go on a vintage gear dive?
Yes, I want to do vintage gear. That's awesome.
Has that been on your list for some time?
Yes, it's Lloyd Bridges. I mean, what do you want? I mean,
you'll look cool.
You know, I'll be cool.
You won't necessarily sound like him, but you can look like him.
Yeah, hey, somebody has to, you know. You're never going to be cool.
Well, I didn't say I was. I mean, we were talking about you.
Well, I'm trying to make you look cool.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, once you get done with the show here, Terrence, are you going to just do some fun diving? Do you ever just take a break and like, hey, let's do a reef dive off in the Keys?
Well, if we can ever get our taskmaster, Dallas, and Derek to give us a little wiggle room, we'd love to. But, yeah, we try to sneak in dives whenever we can. I mean, fortunate, you being from Central Florida as well, you can't go anywhere without being able to dive. So it's pretty nice.
Absolutely. Well, Terrence, thank you so much. Keep doing that great work for NAWI. Keep me informed on when that vintage thing is. We'll do that, a crossover. God knows what we have planned over the next few months for the National Association of Underwater Instructors. Good stuff. Great organization. You keep up the good work.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Rick.
All right, there you go. Terrence Teisel. He's with NAWI. And we got more people that we're going to talk to here at the Beneath the Sea Show, the largest diving expo in the Northeast, next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show in Secaucus, New Jersey, largest diving event in the Southeast. It's a great time had by all. And I said I had ditched the drunken sailor, but sure enough, as soon as I left the NAWI booth, here he comes stumbling up again. And what have you done?
You're welcome. I'm going to help your show.
Oh, hey, the Big Wave Dave is here.
Big Dave Wave.
No, it's Big Wave Dave. How are you,
don't
buddy?
Don't get it wrong. I'm not Big Dave. Big Wave Dave.
Yes, come on, drunken sailor. What's wrong with you?
Big Gravy Davey.
That's not accurate. I apologize for him, Dave.
Anyways, yes. We're here with the Go Dive Now pool at Beneath the Sea, turning people into scuba diving. Nice 80-degree tropical Cayman water. We got Sea Bob in the pool. Got some Guardian masks, got some Spectrum masks. It's going to be a great weekend.
Sharing the love. That's what Dave does. He gets out there and gets people actually in the water at a show like this. And a lot of times, like this morning, you had a reporter on from the local news here in New Jersey or something, or did you?
Yeah, we had PXI 11 out there for about 3 hours in the pool. Let me tell you, it was not quite as warm as I'd like yet, so it was a little chilly. But now we're up to 89, and tomorrow we got a couple of people from radio station DJs coming out, so some of your competitors are coming to visit us.
Well, bring it on. We need more radio.
Blasphemy. This man has no competition.
Well, okay, I guess I thank him for that. I don't know. I don't think I should be associated with him, Dave. You hear what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I felt like I was doing your work today because just by sheer luck, we ended up on Fox and Friends this morning representing divers. How about that? Did you see this?
I saw the post, but hey, I was here about 6 in the morning getting things ready to go.
Yeah, they just like, hey, we're in the background. We're, you know, showing off our dive flag hats and bringing more people over to the show. Say, hey, there's a big show over. Come on over. And we're talking to, Jerry, who was the girl, the weather girl on Fox that we saw this morning?
Drunken Sailor may know.
Drunken Sailor knows?
That was Janice Dean, the weather machine.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Janice the diver?
Yeah. We didn't ask
her,
did we?
You know this, but her and I were kind of a thing back in the day.
Okay. Why do you think she run like hell over there?
Yeah, she did run away pretty quick, Dave.
She missed me, that's why.
Yeah, okay. Let's just take a break, and we'll regroup and get back to the Beneath the Sea show next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Would you forget I'm a captain?
Why don't you call for help in your radio mic, rat?
Why don't you enter yourself into Sea Corker?
I'm in New Jersey, trick.
Get your hands up.
I'm in New Jersey.
Put that air up.
I'm in New Jersey, trick.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in New Jersey at the Beneath the Sea show, having a good old time. And you know what's great about this event is that it doesn't really matter what diving event I go to. I've been doing this for so friggin' long. By the way, next week will be our 21-year anniversary of Scuba Radio, so make sure you tune in for that. But because of all these years of hanging out in the industry, I've made many, many friends. And the Scuba Cowboys have been with me on many of those travels, and we have come across a very special person we don't normally see here.
We don't get to see her all the time, so this is an extra special treat.
Right. Right now, you call her what?
Diane.
Oh, well, yeah, but you said she was your cosmetologist.
Yes.
She gave us mud baths in Carriacou.
My cosmetologist from Carriacou.
Yeah. Hey, Drunken Sailor, meet Diane.
Easy for you to say.
You can't even say that.
What, cosmetologist?
No, Carriacou.
Carriacou.
Yes.
I said it right, Diane?
You say it right, Carriacou.
Yeah, I learned that back in the day. It took a few shots of Jack Iron, if I remember.
Right.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, and if you remember, it was poured in a big watermelon.
No, yes. I don't remember any of that, actually. I do not remember.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. Now, Carriacou is the sister island of Grenada.
Right.
And what we did with many years, I mean, gosh, it's probably been, what, you figure 7-8 years at least?
Yeah. 6 years.
Okay, we'll go with that one. We spent a few days on Grenada, and then they say, hey, we want you to go over to Carriacou, the baby sister island of Grenada, and Gerlinda is here. How are you, Gerlinda?
I'm good. Yeah. We just had a new wreck sinking. Did you hear that?
A wreck sinking. Is that why Peter is not here?
Exactly, yeah. He needs to, you know, figure out a new wreck. Anina, dive it, measure it, find all the cool stuff on it.
Yeah. So Pete's back home at Aquanauts Grenada, rebreather diving on the new wreck there in Grenada.
It's not that deep. It's just 100 feet, so you don't need to.
It's nothing for him. He's diving like crazy and all, you know, 4-hour dives. It's insane. So yeah, you can go to Grenada and dive with Aquanauts Grenada. Peter and Gerlinda run a fine dive operation. And then if you want to mix it up a little, you can hop on a ferry. Do they still do the ferry over to Carriacou there, Diane?
There's a ferry coming up in the morning and one returning to Grenada in the afternoon. And also we have a wreck coming up on the second week of April. We'll be sinking a big trawl, the Mammoth Trawl. It's a tugboat, 150 feet long. So that's going to be in about 120 feet of water.
You know, I over the years, what's
busy.
That?
We are busy.
You are busy
ships.
Sinking, hopefully on purpose, I'm guessing.
Yes,
by accident. But you know what's great about Carriacou? I remember going there back in the day, and we had such a great experience. And, you know, one of the things I've said when I go to some of the islands, I'm like, where are you at? Well, you remember that Corona beer commercial?
That's
you see
the place.
This is actually the island where they film some of those commercials, those white sand beaches they have, right?
Bacardi
does it. Okay. Well, whatever company, they pick a great spot because it's so picturesque there in Carriacou and Grenada for that matter, it'll blow your mind. And the bonus was, obviously, the diving was great in both Grenada and Carriacou, but we did have a mud bath in Carriacou with our crew that to this day, you know, I'm cleaning out like little dirt particles out of places on my body that I didn't know exist. You know what I'm saying, Diane?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, but you remember what we said about that mud, eh?
Yes, you know, people think I'm like, 50 or 55 or so, and actually I'm like 80.
No, you don't.
Okay, well, I can make up some.
Yeah, there's a pound where we collect the mud, and then, you know, we just rub ourselves, and then we just plunge in the water.
The drunken sailor, he's covered in mud all the time, you know, but it's a different kind of mud. It's more of kind of a, what is that?
I can't talk about that on the radio. You'll get your license yanked.
I don't know what that means. Why would I get my license back?
That's a digestive issue.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that up on the air.
No.
Very unprofessional.
Oh, brother. Well, I apologize for
God, you suck.
Yeah. Well, okay. So are you diving like a maniac over in Carriacou, Diane?
Actually, we're diving about 5 times a day. Yeah. It's really, really busy for us. No low period during the year, so you're more than welcome to join us. And as we say, you come as a guest, you leave as a friend.
Well, there you go. Well, a lot of the divers can relate to that for sure. We got to get back. It's been too long.
I usually come as a guest and leave in custody.
Ah, that's a whole different thing. It just applies to him. Would he get away with this kind of stuff back in Grenada, Gerlinda?
I think our rum will kill him.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, what's the rum that you have there in Grenada? What is it?
Jack Ryan, Rivers.
Yes, Rivers. But the rocket fuel.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's the rocket fuel. That's Rivers.
Okay, all right. So you ever had any rocket fuel to drink?
T-minus 3, 2, 1, launch.
Okay, here we go. Why am I even bothering? I'm just encouraging. Are you doing some rebreather diving too yourself there, Gerlinda?
But it's a long time. I need to go back into it again.
You got to get back into it. Right now it's Peter going nuts with that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And other than the wreck, what are you seeing? I pulled up a video that we shot when we were there before in the Eagle Rays. Footage that I have from Grenada, they still hang out on all the wrecks over there, right?
Great thing with the rebreathers, you do like 3-hour dives in our marine park, and you see like what others do in 2 days, you know. Yeah. You see the whole.
Well, they got the sculpture park there in Grenada, and you also, what's the other big wreck? What's the famous one?
Our Titanic is.
Yeah.
That's Bianca Sea.
Bianca Sea, exactly. We got to get back.
There's a song written about it.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
I forget who sings that song.
Who sings that song?
Yeah, what do you think?
The famous scuba cowboy.
The famous scuba cowboy. And then there's Jerry the diver guy. What's going on, Jerry?
Look who just walked up.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Ed, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm fantastic, Greg, but I'm getting better. Yeah,
well, you know, Ed is an old radio guy. He was not one of the hacks that the drunken sailor was talking about earlier. He's actually a diver. Are you still doing the radio thing in St. Croix?
Absolutely.
That is awesome.
22 years worth.
That is so great. Yeah, so me and him go back as rock radio guys, but he actually got a real job and started diving there in St. Croix. How are you guys doing? Because you got whacked by the hurricane, by the way, too, there last year, didn't you?
A couple of Cat 5 storms.
A couple.
Yeah, right. And a tropical storm thrown in between the two, just
right.
For good measure.
Yeah.
But us, professionally and personally, no damage whatsoever. Boats are fine. Shops are fine. We've opened a new dive shop on the west end of the island since the hurricane. And there were a lot of places that got whacked, but we're in full operation.
Very nice. And you're still doing like, what is it, like a Saturday night rock show or something on one of the stations? Or what are you doing?
Just a dive report. No more.
Oh, just
no
a dive report.
Yeah,
okay.
No more disc jockey days.
No jockey. Okay. You just tell him about the diving, but he has all this radio skill. So we go way back and bond in that regard. So how did the storms affect the diving? Did it have an effect one way or another?
It moved a lot of sand around. So there were places that were suddenly several feet deeper than they used to be. And that has slowly returned back. The beaches that were stripped of all that sand
right.
Has all been pushed back there again. So the beaches are back beautiful. The sand's back where it needs to be. And some of the shallow waters, the pier did, you know, some of the sponges got ripped off the columns on the famous Frederickstead Pier. And some of the shallow water, we got, you know, some soft coral damage. But other than that, once you get below 30 feet or so, and we've got 13,000 feet to work with.
Well, there you go.
We're good.
Well, that's great. Well, Ed, always a pleasure seeing you. You're just telling everybody what's going on in St. Croix, here beneath the sea, I guess, right?
That's right. We're ready for you. The island's back. Everybody's open. Diving's back to full schedule right now. If you want to do something to help the islands, come down. Go diving. Spend money.
There you go. He's got the spiel down, as they all need to have, especially when it comes to beneath the sea. Ed, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you.
Drunken Sailor, what do you think? You want to go to any of these places?
I do. I want to go to St. Croix.
St. Croix. I should have figured that was not going to come out correctly. Why am I even talking to him, Jerry?
Hey, look what we got here.
What?
Who's open for business.
Yeah.
Dominica is open.
Dominica, yes. How are you? I love Dominica, my favorite place in the world.
Dominica is great.
Who are you with?
I'm with the island.
You're with the island.
With the entire island.
Yeah.
Working with DWA, working with DDA. Greg German is in the booth. Billy Lawrence is, he's with All Dive. He's stuck in Canada right now with his kids. Simon is rebuilding his house, well as a lot of other people. But the island is open. There is diving. Some reefs got damaged. Others are still pristine. There are taxi drivers. We can get onto the island.
Just got to work out the logistics a little bit still, or what?
No, you can get to the island. As always, sometimes it's a little hard to get to Dominica, maybe overnight in Puerto Rico, but you can still fly in. There are some hotels, for sure. Unfortunately, Anchorage is kind of down right now.
Right.
Fort Young is operational. The north, diving in the north, is we're full on. We can fill cylinders. We can take you for a shore dive, a boat dive.
Well, I'm glad to hear a positive report from the Nature Island.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Thanks for the update. And we got more coming up from Beneath the Sea in New Jersey next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're listening to Scuba Radio. 20 years and still sucking.
You suck.
On air.
Hey, come on. That sting.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio. The world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau. They all love Scuba Radio.
to stay in the know.
You ever think about that? I didn't know.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in Secaucus, New Jersey at the Beneath the Sea show. And like I said, I'm running into all my friends from the industry, from all our travels. And that brings us to, of course, Ocean Encounters Curacao. I got Jeremiah with me. Jeremiah, how are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic. I did a little bit cold, though, but I'm doing well.
It is a little chilly. Did you have any trouble getting here from Curacao, by the way, like we did from Orlando?
No, thankfully not.
Yeah, you are a lucky person indeed. Now, you brought your team with you. You brought the Lionfish Slayer Cleaner. I don't know. What do you like to be called exactly?
Everything, right? Paul. Paul will do.
Paul will work as well. But I know him as the Lionfish Cleaning Man. He's just a maniac. Because we were diving with you guys just before Christmas in Curacao last year. We caught, like, I don't know, what, 75 lionfish or something? And then,
we caught 75 lionfish.
Well, that's true.
You watched.
I know, I helped.
No, you watched.
No, I caught a couple. This from the guy who got stabbed by one, right?
Oh, yes, that is
exactly.
True.
Yeah. Keep talking smack there, buddy. But anyway, Paul, he had the bucket of lionfish as we were going back from the dive site back up to Ocean Encounters, marina. And I look down from the top deck, and I see he's starting to clean them. And I notice Paul didn't have any gloves on. He was doing this barehanded. He was cleaning lionfish with his bare hands, Drunken Sailor. What do you think of that?
That is a real man, and that's how they do it in Caraco.
No, it's Curacao. I apologize for him, Paul, okay?
Yes.
Have you ever met someone like the Drunken Sailor on the island of Curacao?
We have a few.
Yeah, have a few of those. Okay, fair enough. What about a Jerry
the
Dive Guy?
They call those my homies.
No? Okay. He'd fit well in the pirate lifestyle. You know, when they're not diving, there could be a cocktail or two had on the island. That happens a time or two, doesn't it, Jeremiah?
Yeah, actually every day.
Okay. Well, but not before diving and, you know, in moderation if they are diving, I guess,
Absolutely.
After, right? Yeah. Okay. But it's a good time. You guys here are beneath the sea sharing the love of Curacao, obviously. You've been nice enough to donate a really, an amazing week-long trip for two to the silent auction to benefit all the scholarship funds and things that Beneath the Sea does. They do so many positive things. Check it out, beneaththesea.org. But that trip is for what exactly? You remember?
Well, yeah, it's a 5-day package for two people, and including a lionfish dive with the lionfish slayer himself.
Ah, so you're going to take them out and show them how to do it or how to clean them?
Both.
And eat them, clean them, catch them, clean them, and eat them.
We'll do everything.
Yeah, you'll do it all.
No. They will have the chance to spear the lionfish. They will have the chance as well to clean it if they want, and obviously to try to eat it after the dive.
You don't recommend people cleaning their lionfish barehanded like you do. You're kind of superhuman in that regard, aren't you, Paul?
Super fishy, yeah.
Super fishy. He smells. Is that what he's trying to say, Jeremiah?
I don't know. What you need to see, Greg, is to see this guy do it underwater. He'll have fresh sashimi prepared. He'll shoot it. He'll clean it. He'll fillet it, and he'll make fresh sashimi underwater. So when you get back onto the boat,
even before you get back up to the dive boat, you got to clean like that.
I have trouble underwater putting the wasabi.
Yes, that would be an issue. Yeah, it sounds like something I want to witness, Drunken Sailor.
That's like an underwater ninja.
Yeah, he is. He kind of is. I think that's pretty accurate. Ocean Encounters, Curacao.com, or what is the website again?
www.oceanencounters.com. That's correct.
Yes, okay. So we have that, and what else have you guys been up to lately other than lionfish? What's been happening out there? What have you been seeing?
Well, we've been seeing a lot of dolphins.
Really?
Yeah, we had a group last week that was actually a couple of weeks ago on 5-day package. They saw dolphins every single day.
Yeah, and that's not part of the aquarium thing. That's out in the wild. They're just kind of cruising by. What kind of dolphin? Spotted nose, bottlenose, or both?
Spinners.
Spinner dolphins. Oh, okay. So they're putting on a little show, too.
Absolutely.
That is so cool. You never know what you might see there in Curacao. And plus, you do have all that bonus of the nightlife. For someone who doesn't dive, you know, like our friend that we met in Times Square, he's a hardcore diver. His wife dives some, but she doesn't like to go nuts as he does. This is the perfect island to do a little bit of both of that, right?
That is correct.
Yes. And Paul, what's your favorite dive site?
Nowadays, it's Yeah, going diving, it's...
You don't care. Where, as long as you get in the water, you're happy?
Actually, Greg, we have this dive site right now called Double Reef, and all the turtles moved in. I went on a dive the other day, and we saw 20 turtles on a single dive.
Very nice. We saw a few turtles when we were down there for Christmas. What do you think, Jerry? Is this on your list? Do you want to stay in the mountains of Virginia, or would you like to go to a place like Curacao?
Hell no, I want to go to Curacao and kill daggone lionfish.
Well, you can do that, or just go look at some cool turtles. You don't have to kill stuff.
That too.
Yeah. You don't care.
I'd rather kill the lionfish.
Yeah. And Junkin' Sailor, I know you're not going to be able to maintain yourself because they do have everything topside to distract you from diving, unfortunately.
Well, good news.
What?
I thought we were out of limes. There's a fresh shipment.
Okay. Leave it to him to find that out, unique things like that here at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show. Scuba Cowboy, where are you off to next? You going back to Florida?
I go back to Florida, and then I'm back up here actually in upstate New York next weekend.
So just go to thescubacowboy.com, and you can find out where Pup the Scuba Cowboy is going to be playing.
Pup, make sure you wear your warm hat and boots. Bundle up because it's nipply. What'd I say, nipple?
I don't know what is wrong with him. Jerry the Dive Guy, good seeing you, my friend.
Always.
Yes, and on that note, look, we'll wrap it up for this week's edition of the Big Show from the Beneath the Sea Show in Secaucus, New Jersey. Till next week, which will be our 21-year anniversary. Yes, we're becoming legal. Remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.